Well, Luke, I had to make him go find a battery for the tape player. Oh, anyway, thank you for doing that, Luke. It's a much bigger crowd this week than last month when I spoke and talked about what we had accomplished over the course of the year. I tried to do it from the big picture, things that had come to my mind, and I did it department by department. So if you missed it, it's probably on the M drive. And you might want to hear it because I actually spoke quite accolade-laden for all of the different departments. I was very appreciative of all the things you had done. And I still am, of course. But I had mentioned last month that I planned on coming and talking about what we were hoping to accomplish this coming year. So that'll be today's. But before I do that, I do want to do the Radiant Awards. And actually, we have have quite a few of you today because, anyway, let me read them. These come up from the managers. And they try to pick people who they believe have gone beyond the normal course of duty, the normal way of doing business. We expect everyone to work hard and to seek to bring about the best for the company, but there's some people that just kind of think creatively and come up with new ways of doing things. And the first one is Young, which is, let me read what happened here. Young took the initiative to review our product development and proofing procedures to see if improvements were possible. Upon his review, he recommended changes to our checklist to remove items that were not relevant this year, reducing the number of steps needed. Then the process for implementing new brand designs was made as simple as possible for typesetters, resulting in fewer errors. Altogether, these improvements have enabled our product development team to execute this year's instructor's guides rebranding work with an estimated 20 to 25% improvement in the time needed to complete the work, which is terrific. If you can say to me, I can cut your time by 25%, I say, galore. Thank you, Young, for taking the initiative, and we love that. Initiative is always good to examine how we handle this important process and then offer how to make the process more efficient and effective. Our customers and our company will greatly benefit from your review, and thanks for a job well done. I should shake your hand, too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. The other one is a bigger group. This week, we're doing something a little bit different. It's the entire customer relations department. And it's a larger department, and let me please read what the management team came up with. The customer relations team had several challenges again this year, and the team was able to step up to the challenge. They were down unexpectedly three people during our most busy time of the year. Seriously, somebody went and had a baby in August. You can't plan your life 9 months out. That was a joke. I hope you recognize. Even so, their total contact volume was up 15% over last year. They handled 14, get this, they handled, okay, you're talking phones and emails, 14,601 contacts by email, chat, and phone during this period. They were busy. The members of the team remained dedicated and worked overtime as needed. Our part-time staff also picked up extra hours to make sure we responded to every customer request. They were able to professionally handle the volume with no significant complaints from our customers. First this year. Well, good job, team. Amazing. Thank you to the entire customer relations team. You are exceptional at what you do, and the voice of Sunlight is in excellent hands. And I often think, you know, customer relations is the one place where our customers actually hear the voice of Sunlight. Just a really strategic and important arena. And kudos to you all. And I don't think that the team, that this even mentions what I talked about last month, how the team picked up and gave all the counsel that they had never done in the past. So kudos to all of you for stepping up in this arena and not making our customers go to a phone tree, but seeking to help them the minute they call on the phone. Really, really great service, and thank you to all of you. I will give this form to Aldina, just because I don't know. And I have to look. Who's all in customer relations? Here's one, Nicole. Thank you. And here's your candy bar. Yeah, it's coming. And oh, I'll go this way. Yeah, Jennifer, I was going to come around back through it. I do. Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate it. And Carla, thank you. Appreciate what you do. And I'm glad your husband's better.
Me too.
You were one of those three that was gone. Hi, Liz. Congratulations on your new baby. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. and one of those guys who was here on a day when there were two men in the building only during that busy time. Thank you, Chris. That was wild. I'm going to keep making my way around. Dina, thank you for what you do. I should have brought a bigger bag. You know, some of us need a pillowcase instead. And I'll leave that with you. Carla, thank you. You came into the fire in the midst of this all, on top of all the conventions. Thank you for what you do.
Thank you.
Thank you. And Mary, thank you. I know you didn't answer the phones, but you're part of that department, and we're thankful. Thank you. It was busy. Thank you, Dean. And I think I got you all, didn't I? If there's anybody I've forgotten. It's because I'm blonde. You have to answer the phones. Are you ready? You probably do wonderfully at it, but some of us do not do phones, so it's always awe-inspiring when you meet people that do. So thank you, team. And I want to start with that. I'm going to start as I talk about some of the goals for this coming year, some of the things we want to accomplish as a company. And of course, I won't give you all the things that are on the list. You need to get that from Wayne. But I'm going to try to give you some of the things that, as the person who meets with the managers regularly, the things that have come to my attention. I'd start with customer relations. Wow, they stepped up the task, did all kinds of new and amazing things. Talked to customers they had never done before, and I'm here to tell you we have terrific customers. We have people who are committed to homeschooling and love their families, but it's still a drain to talk to people, to give them the best counsel and advice and understanding that you can. So that's this coming year. The customer relations team will continue to speak to our customers, give them counsel, help them figure out how to do this challenging work of homeschooling their kids a little more effectively. The training will be this coming year. How do we help them when we pick up the phone, say, this is what you need to do? So that's the goal. So better and better customer service, more knowledge. We had originally talked about having our customer relations people also do sales calls, which we've come to understand that that's probably two separate skill sets. So we will be looking to add a salesperson who will actually make outbound calls. You know, what do you think about sunlight? Don't you think you need to do this? Please buy from us. which is, again, we decided that was a separate skill set, and we will be adding that type of a person to the marketing department. In finance, that's the next department. I'm going in the same order I did last month. The challenge that the finance department is that they work really closely with John, who is... and I didn't mean that in a negative at all. And if you tell him I said that, I'll kill you. And what I mean by that is he's a very out-of-the-box thinker. He's always looking at scanning the world and saying, okay, should we try this? Should we try this? Should we add this? Should we do this? Which somebody needs to figure out if those are all good ideas. And it often comes to the finance department to do that. Should we invest in pork livers? You know, and then the finance department has to spend the time. Should we do this? Go through this? So kudos to the finance department for being willing to do. And honestly, John has a lot of terrific ideas. But when you're an idea person, you know, usually out of 100, there's 99 that aren't so great. And that all has to be vetted, that all has to be figured out, that all has to be thought through. But boy, that one, that is the nugget. And so we're always grateful for those, but again, the finance department gets the key role in that. They have the enormous job of watching funds. We've been working on, I don't know if I should tell this, but we've been working on profit sharing numbers, because every year we do profit sharing to all of our employees. We count that as a privilege, and we're glad to that. And some of the profits, even though the sales have been good, profits have been down. Very interesting. Wayne went to Marla and said, can you run the numbers for me and figure out, you know, I think the warehouse just did awesomely this year. Turns out we spent way more money in the warehouse than we've ever spent. Well, that negatively impacts profits. So the finances department this year is to watch those funds. How do we do this more effectively? How do we manage them? How do we husband them? And it's important because ultimately we all share those profits. So kudos to the finance team, and they plan, Marla and her group plan to do a much more careful job than we've had the time to do in watching all those. They plan to evaluate where the funds went in every department. How do we manage that? How do we husband that? That's a key role of finance. I mentioned last month that we had a new investment committee, and we think they've been very professional, bring a very good perspective and very careful management of our 401ks and those types of accounts, and we'll basically continue to work with them to gain more. Some of the bigger areas where things, we're looking at this chart, we can see, wow, the warehouse, the customer relations people, boy, they are busy. They are busy in the summer. And in the rest of the year, we make sure we keep them actively employed as well. But some of the areas that will really be stepping up to more challenging kinds of things are marketing. Well, thanks to Anthony and his new vision and dream, we've been working really hard on our 25th anniversary celebration. When Tim would call different conventions and say, wow, we're celebrating 25 years as a company, they all go, that is amazing. And Marla said to Tim, oh, 25 years, I mean, yeah, it's good. It's really not all that amazing. But in the homeschool industry, I think we might be the first to make it to 25 years. So this is a huge opportunity to celebrate. This is a huge chance to say to the homeschool community, celebrate with us what God has done and allowed us to serve the homeschool community for 25 years. And may it be just the beginning of the next long period of time that God might have for us to do. So we're all hoping to do a lot of buzz, so the committee's been busy thinking through what do we do to make sure people recognize the milestone and the step that this is. How do we get former and current customers to step up and say, let's be glad together that this is good. One of the things that is being done as a result of the 25th anniversary, Tim has had it in his mind for a long time that we should have a Sunlight biography. And while I'm glad to have a Sunlight biography, unfortunately includes John and me. And I'm here to tell you, John is jazzed by this. Wow, when he gets into the interview process, like, let me tell you our story. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that did happen. Uh-huh. Which totally defines who we are, doesn't it? It is a privilege. It is a privilege to say, this is what God has done. But to figure out how to frame that and put that in a way that's not self-edifying and allows God to shine, that I think will be the challenge. And I think we have a terrific biography. She does this for a living. She interviews people and figures out how to frame the story, and we'll see how that all goes, because what God has done has been amazing. And if we can figure out how to bring that out, that will be super fun. Goal, of course, next year for the marketing team is to figure out how to raise sales. One of the things that's going to be worked is just crunching these numbers. I think our management team does a phenomenal job every month of looking at the numbers, figuring out what we need to do to tweak things. But Anthony's push is, you know, let's make sure that we look at sale, at how the things are coming in at the web, and how do we tweak them, and how do we make this move more effectively. Turns out that we have a number of unique visitors that come to our website every year, and only 4% of them buy. If we can figure out how to bump that 4% even 2%, wow, sales will go way up. And to figure out why pre-selected people come to our website, they think they want to buy Sunlight, and they walk away thinking, well, no, I really don't want to buy Sunlight. That is the mystery we have to figure out, how to crack that, how to figure out how to help moms understand why Sunlight and why they should be buying from us, which that's a good challenge, and kudos to the marketing team, and may they have good success. The next department is product development. This department is also very busy over the course of the school year. They're implementing across all the different Sunlight guides a new look and feel, and that's all part and parcel of this 25th anniversary feel. We just found out that our new logo that Dave has designed for us, which if you use the web at all, there's a circle that comes up as things are loading. It's a circle of bars that come up, so you can see that stuff's happening on your computer. Well, he tweaked that a little bit to look like pages of a book that are opening. And we just found out a couple of days ago that that has reached the first plateau of acceptance, which was very good news because then we can use it throughout our catalog. And we just have one more step, but they think that one will be a less daunting step to hit. So anyway, sometimes I get off on buddy drills. You get way more than you're asking for. So they're attempting to do a new look and feel for our 25th anniversary. And basically what that looks like is somebody's going in and cleaning up all the styles and the way the copy looks. Somehow it always seems to get kind of, well, we live in a fallen world and the world needs to be revamped all the time, right? So the IGs are being cleaned up so that ultimately we can move to a digital format and they'll be ready at that point. So that's coupled with the new look and feel, also a cleaned up IG process. So that's a big look going through all of those. I will put out a new apologetics course, which is for our upper level kids. It includes apologetics. Do we even know what that is? Apologetics is a synthesis of Christian doctrines. So we use as one of the key texts a book by a professor at Denver Seminary, and he basically talks through why we believe what we believe. And as a Christian, I think our kids need to know what they believe. We have a reasonable faith. We have an understanding. We have an understandable position. We have a solid position in a world that says there's no truth. There's no right thinking. I totally disagree with that. And if we can equip our kids to be ready for that, I'm grateful. Then on to Bookshark. Bookshark has a lot on its plate as well. And what happened was because the product development team gave the entire staff to Bookshark this last year, we said, no, you cannot have them for 2 years. That was too much. We need you to work on the sunlight materials. So Bookshark has been outsourcing, seeking to find people who can work on things. So they have a gal who's going to be working on the science IG, someone who doesn't work in our building, who will attempt to model what we've done in the sunlight model without any of the training and the background, and we'll see how that goes. Should be a very interesting thing. Probably one of the biggest things that Bookshark is working on is an EIG. It's been something that's been on the sunlight management team's radar for a long time. We hired a group in India to work on it and just ended up getting way too convoluted. So what Greg opted to do was go with a much simpler model that doesn't do the schedule, does a daily, just gives the daily notes. As soon as it's done, it goes gray, so moms know exactly where they are. And this hopefully will be available this coming year, which is awesome to have Bookshark take it as a new company. They can try different things without a lot of impact. Anything we do in sunlight, boy, we just get so many comments on our forums and can lead to so many negative feelings. So Bookshark can take the lead in some of these arenas, test them, work them, and then sunlight can benefit from a lot of the things that they do. Sorry, thanks, team. And then we'll also try to bring some automation to Bookshark. This last year, Christina entered over $500,000 worth of orders in Bookshark because they did not have the access to assist. And that was a deliberate decision we made as a team. We felt like that was a lot of money to put in on an untested product, and we felt that we could add those in. But $500,000 worth of input is a lot, so we opted to pay the money to make the link from Bookshark to assist, so that when somebody places an order on the Bookshark site, it automatically gets uploaded into the assist program, which is what we do on Sunlight, and it will just be one of those things that we're bringing about. They're going to be working on more different grades, and that's all good news. Anything we can bring into that company all goes to the Inquisicorp profits, and we all benefit as a company. Another initiative we're working on in the product development department is a new program that we're calling our fifth day option program, and that will be a STEM course. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, math. It's one of the big buzzwords in the homeschooling marketplace, and rightly so. It's one of those areas where when we look at what the world is doing, we say, wow, everybody else does better in these arenas educationally than the American school children do. So that's being worked on by Rhonda, very, very part-time, and Amber. And basically what she's using is, do you want to know? She's using a rotating kind of a scheme where you do, for example, in science, you start maybe with biology, and that's first grade. then it will be fourth grade, and then it will be eighth grade. And you'll just be basically building on what the kids have learned in the lower grades and strengthened in these arenas. It's something she's working on, and it should be available, Lord willing, next year already, which would be awesome. We probably won't get to high school next year, because by the time you get there, the activities are just a lot more intense and active and that kind of a thing. So the goal is K through 8. We'll see. On to IT. IT is always a challenge because so much of our business depends on what happens in the computer world. Wow, if the computer's down a day, we never make up those sales. We can see an absolute dip in our sales for the year. We hit that day down, and that never recovers. Isn't that interesting? You think, okay, if you couldn't place an order yesterday, just come today. I mean, doesn't seem amazing. But it seems like people get distracted and go, you know what? I think I really did want to buy from whoever a competitor might be. So IT, critical, important, strategic. Now, one of the things we've been working on forever is tokenization. If you read the news at all, you'll notice that a number of times companies will be hacked. And all of people's credit card information will then be available to the three thieves who have come in and hacked these companies. Terrible for a company. Terrible for the customer. What tokenization does is it does not allow any credit cards to be on our website. When a person places an order, they put a credit card in and it goes to some place that's separate from our account. So if, God forbid, we are ever hacked, we do not carry that risk of having credit cards available for thieves to be there. Something the team's worked on very hard. I think it's supposed to go live next week. May it be so, that would be great. Let's see. We've also tossed around whether or not we should upgrade. I think last month I talked about how we've used Olive Technologies in India to help us with bringing our IT staff to a little bit bigger, because we have a very small IT department. I don't know if you've noticed. One and a half. They do phenomenally, considering how much information comes through, how much we cover, how much we carry. And we hired this team in India to help us. Seemed like a good move. We've recently recognized that that probably wasn't as wise as we could have done, so we've done much more with Assist, which is a local company, and there's pros and cons to that as well. One of the things we're wrestling with as a management team is if we should move to a current version of the software. We think we won't do that now, just because whenever you do an upgrade like that, oh, wow. It's one of those that nobody sleeps at night. I think we do want to rest this year, but that will be something they will work on moving toward, and it'll probably be something we'll be doing next fall. That's something that's still in the works. Something we've been working on for a while as well is the flex list, where people can say, I'd like this math, and I'd like this science, and I'd like this, and it all rolls up to be a Sunlight core, and we want them to do that, and that's something that's being worked as well. Next department is human resources, which is also a big department. Lydia! I'm here to tell you, she does an awesome job. So grateful for Lydia and the service she gives to all of you and the wise counsel she brings to the management team. Couldn't be more grateful for Lydia. And I think this coming year we'll just see her continue to just care for our employees. Let me make sure you understand everything you need. I think she'll continue to wrestle with the things that the government throws our ways. That's just on our radar and something we'll have to work on. And one of her challenges this year to control the costs. One of the things, because of the Affordable Care Act, we opted to send all of our warehouse staff that were part-time or temporary through a outside service so they could carry the costs of insurance and all those kinds of things. The minute you do that, though, you're actually adding to your costs. So when I talked about how profits will be down a little bit, it's because some of those things that we've attempted to do to cover and stay within the course of the law have impacted actually how we do business. So that'll be one of Lydia's challenge, to think through, how do I control the costs in the warehouse a little bit more effectively? I don't think it was anything we did wrong, but I think the complexion of the nation right now is so confusing and so hard but we do need to wrestle with and try to figure out how to do that more effectively. I think for the warehouse, they just keep moving forward and doing all the great things that they do. One of the things I would like to see them do, Otis, this is a tip for you. I'd like to see them work hard to come up with a location for every item that we have in the warehouse. Right now, Nate and Mark do a phenomenal job of storing things, and you know, if you ever need to find a box in the back, boy, they can tell you exactly where it is. But I think we probably need to avoid the proverbial bus in case either of them got hit. We want to make sure we can find it, all of these things. So if we could figure out where everything is stored and locations and those kinds of things, I think that could be a step up for our company. And then the final one is our China project. I haven't had an update on that. You know, it's really, really too bad when people get busy with their regular life. Serena got married just a couple of weeks ago, probably now, huh? And one of the goals will be to figure out how she, should she work here? She probably will live here with her husband. But how then do we still impact China and do those kinds of things that we've been dreaming to somehow bring a sunlight type of a model over to China, which is what her challenge has been. That's really what I have. Any questions that you might have? Don't know if I have the answer, but I'll give it my best shot. It's been super clear.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Serena.